All right, everybody, it is time for another episode of the Crypto 101 podcast. But before we dive in to our awesome, awesome guest and conversation today, I want to remind you guys of two things. And the first one is that if you go to crypto101insider.com, you can join our private community. Here's where we have our model portfolio and all of our top picks. We also have Crypto 101 University, where we have hours and hours and hours of written and video content that explains blockchain and explains cryptocurrency in a very bite-sized and easy to understand way. And we have a weekly newsletter that goes out and quarterly state of crypto addresses that go out. There is just a ton of value packed into this every which way. So I want you guys first to go to crypto101insider.com today, if you haven't already. I also want to remind you guys that Pizza Mind and I recently just finished a book. It took 11 months of our lives to write, and we're calling it Crypto Revolution, Your Guide to the Future of Money. We walk you through this fascinating world of cryptocurrencies and blockchain, and it's part history book, it's part instructional guide, and it's going to really show you guys why cryptocurrencies are globally disruptive and how they're going to actually change in real life and in real terms the way that we buy and sell and even live. We include a bunch of how-tos on getting started with your first exchanges. We give you tips on how to safely buy and sell and store cryptocurrencies, as well as how do we evaluate potentially good cryptocurrencies. And the best part of the book is that we're giving it away for free. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. So go to cryptorevolution.com and pick up your copy today. All right, everybody, welcome back. We are joined by another fantastic guest, one that I'm very particularly excited to meet and to learn about his trading bot. He just closed some phenomenal investment rounds with Alameda Research, who's one of the largest investment firms in the cryptocurrency space, some of the smartest money. And we're joined by the founder of Three Commas, Yuri Sorokin, the co-founder and CEO. Welcome to the show.
Hi guys, it's my pleasure to meet you all.
Yeah, we're really, really excited to dive in. I met Sam from Alameda Research maybe 2 years ago when I was in Singapore. Really smart fellow. I'm glad that you guys got connected, Yuri.
Thank you. Yeah, it was quite a crazy ride. It's been great.
That's phenomenal. So tell us, what is Three Commas for those who are listening that have never heard of it before? And what can it do for the average consumer?
All right. So Three Commas is basically a trading software that sits between you as a user and the exchange. And the way we work is that you should have an account on the exchange first. So let's say you want to trade in Coinbase, you will go and open Coinbase account, or on Deribit or Binance or FTX or whatever. We have more than, I believe, 23 exchanges connected. And then you will connect your exchange account to Three Commas account via API. And then it will be possible for you to manage all your trades through Three Commas. And the reason why people do that is because we've built some software that does mainly two things. It will either automate your trading, or it will show you some analytics that is not available directly on the exchange. And then you will be able to share that with the community, to learn from them, to see their trading strategies, etc. So this is what Three Commas is all about. It's basically a different set of UI that will first automate your trading and then help you manage all your funds in one space, especially if you're distributed across, let's say, 10 to 12 exchanges. So I'm not sure how deep do you want to guys know everything straight away.
I'll stop you there, and I'll prompt you, I guess, with kind of the next question that was in my mind. And I've seen a lot of different trading bots You know, they run the gamut from super, super, super high quality institutional grade to, you know, low level. You don't need to code at all. And it just click and point. So where on the spectrum would you say three commas is? Does it require people to have experience with coding and software development? Or is it kind of already, you know, wrapped up, nicely packaged, easy interface for people to leverage immediately?
Okay, I believe I will tell you a little story then, how we started the project and where we are right now.
Perfect.
So to answer your question, we are mostly focusing on retail investors. So people who are not that experienced, mainly the experienced trader would either be able to code or he will have a professional group of coders and then he will provide them with some kind of trading strategies that they will code for him and then it will be executed. So initially we started a project more than 4 years ago and it was mainly a tool that will just track all your funds across your different exchanges and show them all in one place. In 2017, it was a bull run almost like we see today. It was possible basically to buy anything and then click update and see how you've made up a lot of money. So we decided that it will be really interesting to build a management tool that will basically just, so let's say, Bruce, you want to create a portfolio with, 5% of each of top 20 coins on the market cap, right? And then you will be able to share it with Aaron, and Aaron with one click will be able to sell everything he has and buy this distribution of coins. And then when the price changes, it will be really good if you will be able to sell the coins that rose in price, basically, and buy the one that are still on the rise. So the initial allocation will always be the same. And we still have it. It's called portfolio relocation. So it was the first thing that we've built. It was just a thing for ourselves. We were doing software outsourcing for more than 8 to 10 years at the point. So we just wanted to build something for ourselves.
Yeah.
Then we understood, we shared it with our friends, they shared it with their friends. And what we saw that there is actually a market or there are users who need the tools that they got to use on traditional markets or FX markets or on stocks or something like that, right? So the first thing that we built for Three Commas specifically was the ability to put both stop losses and take profits at the same time, right? Mm. It was not possible to do that on the exchanges before. Yes, now in these 3 years, exchanges updated, they have conditional orders and blah, blah, blah. But 4 years ago, this was not the case. So after that, we've come up with what we are calling our smart trade terminal. It's just a different UI for your trading terminal on the exchange, but it has much more features. Like it will allow you to, for example, trailing take profit. It will try to follow the price when the price goes up and try to sell at the highest point possible for you not to limit your possible gains with just plus 10% and take profit. And then we started adding more and more features. Then we saw that actually people want to automate their trading. So we've we pre-built them with several strategies. One of them is DCA, the other is grid and option bots. So it is possible for you to just using the UI to configure a trading strategy. And I will be tempted to say that it's really easy to use. I believe that that's not what our average user will agree with, because there is so much stuff that we've been adding for all these years that we actually right now in the process of refining the interface, refining the whole platform, organizing it to be much more easy to use, but the ability is there. So back to the topic, we are mostly focusing on retail users who want to start trading on a more professional level with who want to dive into trading strategies we have all the abilities. So it's UI on the one part, and then you can use the three commas API that is available, and you can code, well, basically any strategy you want. And then at that point, three commas will be just an order execution system that will. So let's say that you wanted to code a strategy that should be executed on 5 to 10 top exchanges. Well, yes, you can use the API available by the exchange, but actually you will see that there are a lot of internal differences and a lot of stuff that your engine would have to manage. So we do that for you.
Yeah, and, no, it sounds very cool. My mind is going in a million different directions right now. Part of me wants to spend an hour talking about the GameStop and Robinhood and Interactive Brokers centralized shenanigans that were going on in January of 2021. So maybe we could spend like 3 minutes on, can a situation like that ever unfold on three commas, or is it sufficiently decentralized in any capacity?
Well, so again, as I said, we are non-custodial solution, so the users will still have their funds on the exchanges, and okay, we will just execute the orders for them. But still, what you've seen maybe happening yesterday, today, for the last 2 weeks, has been just crazy. Our volumes are almost 10 times higher than they were in January. And it was almost like, what, 2 weeks ago? Obviously, Elon Musk tweeting about Doge and Bitcoin, and then Tesla announcing that they bought $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin last year. That all drives the retail flow to the exchanges and then to the platforms like ours. So I'm not sure if you guys are on Clubhouse, but there is a random chat room with all the guys with CZ. And the main thing that everybody is discussing is how can you build and how can you be ready for this anomalies in both user volumes and general flows. And that is crazy, because building any kind of software of this kind, I really like this. I heard it today, but I really agree with that. It's the same as you will try to build a city. And let's say that you thought in advance and you mapped out your city, and it's really nice. But then at some point in the middle of nowhere, Apple decides that they will open their shop and they will do a sale there. So that small parking lot that was built there, it won't be able to manage all the flow that will come to that space. And that's exactly what's happening with Doge, with BNB on the rise. So
I heard that CZ said that they ran out of Doge addresses.
Yeah,
they couldn't take any more deposits.
Exactly.
They literally had none left.
Yeah,
I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah. So I would say that a lot of people are getting angry. For example, again, when Bitcoin moved, when it was in December and Coinbase just didn't work for 2 hours. So you could imagine that firstly, people are mad with Coinbase, but if they trade through three commas, for example, they will be really upset and they will tell everybody that, hey, the platform doesn't work. The good thing is that the API connections that we use sometimes, it doesn't happen all the time, but I would say in 70 to 80% of the time, it is actually much safer to trade through platform like ours, because our API calls will still be executed on the exchange even if the exchange UI doesn't work right now. So and we saw that happening yesterday with that crazy BNB move.
Wow,
that is one thing. That is the centralized part, because three commas right now is. Yeah, we should agree that, yeah, we do not have cold custody, but it's a fully centralized solution. We are working on a DeFi version kind of three commas for Serum and Solana right now. I believe that we should have a separate talk about that. This is where real decentralization comes in.
Agreed.
For now, we're just trying to manage our infrastructure, and it's still very decentralized infrastructure for a traditional software as a service company, but yeah, highly dependent on what's happening on the market.
Yeah. And it's funny. I mean, our industry changes so quickly. There's so many new, you know, data standards that come out and just different projects and everything. But one thing remains the same. It's that markets are binary. They go up or they go down. There's no other way about it. And so a lot of folks who might be listening maybe have only been in the market for a little while and they just see numbers going up and they think, oh, well, cryptocurrencies only go up. I'm here to tell you that's absolutely not the case. They're very volatile. They'll go up and they'll go down. So my question for you, Yuri, is that in a bull market, sure, you know, trading momentum bots work really well, trend following strategies, close your eyes and pick a coin on CoinMarketCap and you're going to have some good luck. But when the market starts to reverse or turn around, is the three commas system intelligent enough and responsive enough to sort of sense those changes in the market dynamic?
That's a great topic, and I want to cover that in detail. So a lot of people who come to some kind of trading platform, we call them like the money button seekers. And what those people want is just to sign up for a service, follow somebody like that perfect trader, and be happy and do nothing and earn thousands and thousands of dollars. So I want to say to everybody that, guys, that's not possible. And Three Commas as an exchange is just a tool that everybody should be using very cautiously, and they should understand what they're doing. Now, this topic about the market is on the rise, it's easy to make money. Totally agree. When the market is on the rise, maybe you don't even need any bots, right? You can just hold and you will beat possibly some strategies that are out there. But this is why we have this. So right now, for everybody, we have these three main strategies available. So one is a DCA strategy. And DCA strategy is dollar cost averaging. And I won't go into detail, but basically, it works really well when markets go either up or down. Then we will have a grid strategy. That is something that you would use if you know that the market, or you will expect market to be flat for a while, then grid bot is your strategy. And then we have the options bot. And actually the options bot is a great tool that is really easy to use. We've done a lot of work to make it easy, because what it really is that we've took a book on options trading, like this size book. And there were 50 option trading strategies. So we've pre-coded, let's say 20 of them, and now they are available for everybody. The UI for that is really, really simple. The only thing you have to configure is expected volatility and expected trend. And then with the visualization of where the market, where the price for, let's say, Bitcoin will be, you will know how much money you will lose or make. Now, there are a lot of people who are asking about, is it possible for the tool to know when the market switches and all that kind of stuff? Well, yes, that's possible in theory. But for example, Three Commas doesn't have that right now. So it is actually your responsibility to know or to be able to learn from the market, to read the market, and to adjust your bots properly. If you do that, it is proven. We know that with the data that we have, with the volumes that we have, that actually you will be much more successful than trading on your own, because we will automate a lot of stuff for you. You won't need to sit in front of the computer for 24 hours for like 7 days a week, right? But still, that is trader's responsibility, and they have to think about Three Commas as a tool and not some kind of a magic solution that will just print money for you. I hope that answers your question.
No, it actually answers it perfectly. And it's kind of just exactly the answer I wanted to hear from you, because so many people think that there's a one-stop shop click a button, make money forever. And there, guys, there's just no easy way to get rich quick, right? You know, we you and I and Aaron, you know, we've been through many booms and busts and bull cycles and bear cycles, and it's all about, you know, your own personal risk management. And so one of the things that I want to encourage everybody is, you know, when you go and you sign up for Three Commas and you get a trial or you get the, you know, the plan, it's not something that you should put, you know, 100% of all of your Bitcoin or all of your net worth into, right? It's a strategy. It's a portion of your overall portfolio. Would that be right?
Bruce, that will be exactly right. So the other thing that I want to say is that Three Commas has a plan that is 100% free. So actually, you do not have to pay us anything. There is a free plan that we've designed that as a kind of lifelong trial. So for the first 3 days when you will sign up, you will have trial access basically to everything. After that, you will be automatically switched to this free plan. And free plan is basically one bot of each kind you can run for free forever. And you're able to disable it, enable another one, and just play and see that for yourself. I would say that one of the greatest thing about Three Commas is that we have this, we call it the paper trading feature. So paper trading is 100% proxy order book and the flow from Binance that anybody can use to live test their strategies. So if you want to play with the market and to see exactly how it works, paper trading will be a great feature because you can set up a bot for a paper trading account. It's exactly the same as it was on the as it would have been on the exchange, and you will just see how it works. So I guess the other thing that I would add here is that we have this marketplace that is just a collection of different signal and strategy providers from the internet. And you can go there and follow them and just see some bots that are already pre-configured. But again, you always have to keep in mind that if there is a trading strategy that works really well for a balance with, let's say, $10,000, well, if you will put $10 million into the strategy, I almost 100% guarantee you that it won't work, and vice versa. And for each specific bot and specific market conditions, it will all change, right? So the good thing about Three Commas is that it doesn't make you to sit in front of the computer for 12 hours per day, but I would say that you will have to spend at least 30 minutes per day to just monitor and see and maybe adjust something. And then that will lead to the best results. We are trying. So this is one of the things on our roadmap to come up with a system. And we've been doing that for 3 years. And it's not an easy task to solve, actually. To come up with a system that will allow somebody to follow a professional for a long time consistently, maybe just doing some semi-automation or something. Yeah, and it's still work in progress. Because Money Button ruins that all. If you provide a user with something that will tell them you will make 10% per day, well, I guarantee you they will lose their money and be very upset with the service.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you, one of the things my dad always told me when starting businesses is to the customer, you under promise and you over deliver. Right. Yeah, and so I think you're very wise for kind of following that sort of mindset as well. Awesome. Well, we really, really appreciated you coming on to the show and spending an entire half hour with us today. We learned about the free plan. We also learned, about how these strategies work. And there's also going to be a link here in the show notes or here at the bottom of the screen that's going to show you guys how you could get a piece of the pie here, as they say. Get involved with Three Commas and hopefully put some of your money to work and make that money work as hard for you as you work for it. So Yuri, we really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you,
guys. We look forward to keeping tabs on the project.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's be in touch.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.